Hey, what's going on, Dutch Nation? Today on the podcast, we've got the director of the Love Abounds Foundation, as well as the executive assistant to Mr. Travis Boersma, Kendra Lellis, and special guest, Brant Boersma. Shane was on vacation when we recorded this, so Kendra tells us what it's like working so closely with Trav. All the chaos that comes with his big audacious goals and spontaneous plans. Well, Kendra helps make all that happen. And then, of course, February, here we are, new month, new theme, love, very fitting, with a little bit of a focus on givebacks as well. And we got Kendra gearing up to help us out with our first big one right around the corner, Dutch Love Day. Thursday, February 14th, $1 from every drink sold helps feed the hungry. And our goal is to hopefully raise enough money to serve 1 million meals. It's going to be awesome, cool thing to be a part of, get stoked, get fired up. But first, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Kendra Lellis podcast. Kendra Lellis has got a cold brew in hand. I'd love to see that.
Yes.
Wow. How many of those do you drink a day?
Just one.
Really?
Yeah.
I drink so much coffee, it's dumb.
Brant, but, welcome, dude. This is your first one for 2019.
2019. 2019.
How you been?
2019. I've been actually really good. You know, 2018 was a hard year, but those hard years are always good for you.
So far, 2019.
Woo, man. I'm sitting next to Kendra. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like I won the lottery or something.
This is a perfect lead-in. Kendra, you're sitting there with a cold brew in your hand, but what was your first drink at Dutch Bros?
Oh, man. First one. That's going back in the day, being born and raised in Grants Pass. My dad would take me to school. Like, it was our Friday morning, cool end of the week trip. Go by Motown, and he'd give me a not so hot. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, whip on that. Okay, it's going to be a good Friday.
Was it Chad back then? Or who was it?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Oh, gosh.
My first actual coffee with Dutch was a classic kicker. I was stuck on kickers for years.
Iced or hot?
They're so good.
Hot.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
Well, the ice kicker was the perma special.
It was two bucks for years.
For like, seriously, almost like 20 years.
Yeah.
Now I'm totally addicted to cold brew.
Me too. Straight from
the can.
You go can hard, huh?
Yeah.
So then your first job at Dutch Bros, you were actually Trav's assistant. You took Lindsay Uribe's spot when she went back to Georgia.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about that a little bit.
I still am. I'm still playing that role.
Once you're in Trav's world, you're not out.
Oh, no. Yeah. I love
it. How did that come about, though?
Lindsay and I knew each other from middle school and high school. I had come back home from living in Italy for a few years, and she was like, hey, you should totally come work at Merlin. There's a spot open over here. I'm like, Linz, I love you. I don't want to sling coffee. I'm doing good. Don't worry about it. She's like, well, what about this shop? I'm like, no, I'm good. And she calls me up one day and she's like, how about my job? I'm like, what?
What a great friend. So
why don't you take my job?
I'll find something. Like, I'll find something.
Hold the phone. Where are you going? She's like, I'm going to move to Georgia, try my own business, do all this stuff. I'm like, sure. Like, I'll go in for it. I've got nothing to lose. You know, I'll try it out. Why not? So had lunch with Trav and Brian Christine and Brandy Fields at that time.
Oh, man.
And it was just organic, mellow and easy, and just got along great. A week later, Lindsay calls me up. She's like, so Brian and Trav were out golfing. They were talking about you and like, you totally got the job. I'm like, what? Like over a golf conversation? Right on.
Some of the best things happen on the golf course.
It's true.
Those best decisions you'll ever make.
So yeah, now 7 years deep with Trav's assistant.
Okay. Most recently for me with you, like the craziest thing was we had Coachapalooza and I woke up at 6:30 in the morning and I got a text at 4:30 from Trav. Now we had this whole thing called the Culture House, which is super cool. We had Broistas nominated by their peers that best demonstrated the culture of Dutch Bros coffee. And those people got flown out to Kocha the night before. We were doing this cool dinner for them. So we had all this orchestrated and was like, yeah, dude, they're going to go out to the Grubbs Lake. We were going to have this cool, like just water party and it's just be fun. And I get this text and Trav's like, hey man, would it be crazy if we flew everyone from the Culture House to Pearl Jam in Montana? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be crazy, man.
That would be crazy.
That's matter of fact. That would be crazy. Let's do it. And behind the scenes, There was multiple people scrambling around, but that's one of your endeavors.
Yeah.
You get to scramble.
What did that look like? How'd you pull that off?
Well,
connections.
Yeah.
A lot of connections, a lot of networking, and the biggest piece is just being resourceful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to go here. Here's the outcome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. How do we create that?
Yeah.
Let's make it. Mm-hmm. We just make shit happen,
yeah.
Which is the coolest thing. So it's like 59 people in a 737. Yeah, let's go.
It literally was like, I think it was for like the NBA players because like the, every seat was huge.
It was amazing.
It was awesome. What, how, okay, when did that start? Those weird problem solving?
Yeah.
Was that out of the gates or is it kind of like slowly like, hey, here you go, Ken, try this.
It grew.
He's like, there's got to be a way I can get her.
Can just break her.
Oh, what? Kendra, it didn't work out?
Yeah. No, I try to keep at least two steps ahead of him.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I've got some connections with these tickets that specifically like calling them, hooking us up. It's herding cats. It's orchestrating chaos.
Yeah.
So it's putting all of these puzzle pieces together and finding the best how to do that and executing it like to the ultimate.
Yeah.
So it's like, you want to do this? All right, let's do it.
Yeah. It takes a special person to handle that because Trav's awesome. He's a big teddy bear, but he also is the CEO of a giant company. And a lot of people would probably fold under that pressure.
You can't take it personally ever.
Yeah.
And you just have to roll with the punches and go with the flow. So if it's like, oh, dude, I just worked on this project, massive time and energy, and it's not going, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Your outlook has to be so positive, which is good, but it's not that superficial optimism. It's more of the like realistic how do we get there? If this isn't working, let's change it and adapt. And that's the biggest piece is the adaptability.
Sure. Is it just sort of like a look at it one step at a time, focus on that? Or can you see the whole big picture ahead of time?
For me, it's the big picture.
I panic in those situations.
I love it.
I'm like, I love that. I just get overwhelmed.
Have you seen it kind of overflow into your personal life?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
I don't know if that's good or not.
It's good organized sporadicness.
Yeah, it is.
Is that a word, sporadicness? That works.
Maybe.
You know what? You're acting very sporadicness, Mark.
Yes. I love your sporadicness. It's easy to do when it's, you know, people first. And that's what it's always about. It's innate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a forced thing.
And it's got to feel pretty cool that clearly Trav has entrusted you with some pretty amazing things, you know?
Oh, massive trust.
Yeah.
With that much kind of going on, how do you find a peace?
Yeah.
You know, like how do you find rest? Trav, I'm taking a break for 2 weeks and please don't call me. Thank you.
Yeah, that's not an option.
You have like a sub,
dude.
You have a sub in. No. I have a separate phone.
That's not an option.
Yeah, right?
It's just not.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'll get to that 2 days later. Okay, now I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't tell him I waited. No.
Don't tell him that. Have you brought in people to assist you at all for some of the challenges, especially if you're like, well, not feeling well or have a vacation come in?
I mean, there's been some people who've helped me out in that space. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's not one specific person.
Right.
It's literally like every department.
Yeah.
Like, hey, okay. I need someone from communications. I need someone from finance. I need, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to be so gone for 2 days. So I need seven people to help.
It's a pool of resources.
Yeah.
But right now I'm kind of excited because a large portion of what I do for him is going to be taken off my plate so I can focus my energies intentionally on other pieces.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we need to get him a personal lawyer, get him a personal CPA.
Yeah.
It takes a village.
It does.
You know? It really does.
Pretty wild. And he is such a open-minded thinker, you know? You can't tie him down.
That's what's nice is like our personalities are very similar in that space.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I get it, dude.
Yeah.
You can't tie me down either.
Yeah.
Like the free spirit.
You can't
tell
me what's not possible.
You're going to tell me what's not possible.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove you otherwise and watch me do it.
Tyga.
Have you gone to any like Tony Robbins? Because in truth, you're an entrepreneur as well in a weird way because you're creating this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So have you ever sought out any kind of seminars with this arena of like variety life?
I'm a variety junkie.
You are.
I am.
Were you always?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, shoot, you lived in Italy for a couple of years.
That's true, right?
That's some serious variety.
No, I needed. I was certainty junkie. That's why I moved to Italy.
Yeah. I don't like certainty. That complacency stuff. No, thanks. Got to keep moving and going. That absolutely. I mean, I did UPW, which was great. Got a lot of good nuggets out of that. It was more of like reminders of things I already knew.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I love about
that. Hey, bring that back. Like, put that at the forefront. But with that, I read a lot, like self-discovery books, podcasts galore for sure, and just feed that. But I also have my own like personal challenges that I've overcome, that I've absolutely conquered, and I'm still in the pursuit of finding the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. And that absolutely has been hand in hand with Dutch.
Yeah.
Completely.
It's awesome.
And it's genuine and real in me now.
Right.
And owning who I am than ever before.
Back then, you were being you. You just didn't know certain stuff about yourself.
Totally. And I think there wasn't this nurturing aspect of the environment we have now.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, just be you. Do that. If this is what you love to do and that's what you want to do, do it. Pursue it. What's your passion? What drives you?
Yeah.
And that's the biggest piece of why I'm now doing Love Abounds is I told Trav, I was like, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for more. I love working by your side. Absolutely. Yeah. But I need more. I'm too stagnant.
Yep.
Yeah. And so with that, this came about of, well, what about the foundation?
Yeah.
What about givebacks?
And she, by the way, is killing it. It's been rad. I've been on the board since it started. I'm a horrible board member, by the way. Sorry, everyone. But the information that you guys have put together and stuff, it's like, oh my gosh. You can tell where it's like you've actually put massive amount of effort into it. Hats off to you, Ken.
Yeah.
Thank
or
you.
Sorry, I know you. I got to explain this. We used to have a pool table out at HQ, but we'd play two ball all the time and everybody had these like nicknames and I always called her Kendar.
Kendar.
The barbarian.
Yeah. And then I would just shorten it to Ken and be like, what's up, Ken? And so, yeah, I can't help it. It's a habit. I know that it's not your name.
Yeah. I pretty much always call you Kendar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I call you Kendar.
Yeah, I can't escape that one yet.
Sorry.
It's okay. You're the brother I never wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. I try to be that, you know? Everyone deserves to have a brother.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk a lot about Love Abounds, especially with February. So Love is kind of the theme and givebacks in general. 2018 was our biggest year yet. I'm a stat nerd. Fantasy football guy. What was the grand total of money that we were able to donate?
Man, 2018 was amazing. We did one of the first fundraisers ever, which was for the fires down in California.
Oh, yeah.
The campfire and car fires. So literally within 4 hours, we sat and we as in like the marketing team, Trav.
I want to say as an acting board member, I did vote on it. I was quick on that
you
one.
Were. We need, well, we need your approval. Thank
it was important.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing to see everyone rally literally within like 4 hours. We shot it out.
Yeah.
You know, in hindsight now, it's like, okay, we should have given our persons more time than like, hey, we need this up tomorrow.
Right.
At least 48 hours notice, you know? So, but with that, it was a week long fundraising where we were just the vessel of persons like wanting to give and donate and help.
Yeah.
And that was phenomenal to see within a week, we did $400,000.
It's pretty cool.
You kind of saying, oh, it would have been nice to have more time. When something like that happens, like in an instant, you don't really have the luxury of time. Yeah. It's like, gosh, we got to do something now. This is affecting people now.
Yeah, yeah. And we rallied so well.
Yeah.
It was so great. Well. Even just donating some of the stuff that we have on inventory with Dutchware and stuff that's been left over. I think one of the greatest things that was contributed was bags. People were getting donations, but everything was gone. So they had nowhere to put it. Figure out the needs, right? That it's not just on a financial level.
Yeah, well, love can come in a lot of different forms, right? And that's what's beautiful is sometimes like monies won't be impactful. We actually need blankets and pillows and, you know, something more tangible. So it can take a lot of forms. But with that, we've learned too, sometimes that tangible isn't the best. And money is. So with Dutch Love Day, which used to be like collecting canned food and like being those sites for those donations.
Yeah.
Well, that's not as impactful. A dollar will provide 3 meals.
Yeah.
So we can be way more impactful with like monetary funds.
I remember when we figured that out. The dollar went so much farther.
I mean, it was impactful in the shop to actually physically see the amount of food coming through.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also just logistically insane.
A nightmare,
these bins were massive and you couldn't even move. And then the people were trying as quickly as they could to like bring
people
in new
bringing
ones.
In dog food and you're like, well, I mean, just, dogs need food too.
Yeah. Thanks. Just, emergency situations, maybe.
The fire relief was amazing. We heard that number. What was the grand total?
The grand total of local givebacks and company-wide givebacks last year was $3.8 million.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So bonkers.
That's massive. And you know, that number, like, cool, 3.8. But in my mind, I think about how many lives did that touch?
Sure.
How many relationships did that build? What are we really doing on the ground that will, like, change someone's life?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
What do you guys look at as far as when we are doing these things, qualifying an organization that we should work with to be the ones where it's like,
great question.
Let's give you guys the money when we're going to do a give back day.
Totally. That is a great question. So first off, it's to make sure, like, we do a ton of due diligence. Mm-hmm. So we look at these nonprofits or other organizations and we're like, are they doing what's right? Are they doing the right thing at the end of the day? Or are they, like, paying huge amounts in administration fees? Or are those funds being impactful? Are they doing what they say that they're going to do? Sure. Do they hit the values that we stand for? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of checklists kind of that we go through. Are we sure that the Salvation Army will give that money to victims of the campfire?
Yeah.
Or is it just going into this big pot and we don't know?
Yeah.
So it's being very intentional and it's being specific with the outcome. Again, with the campfires, let's get all of our employees some gift cards because that has the freedom to give them the ability to do what they need to do.
Yeah.
They can spend it on hotels. They can spend it on gas. They can spend it on food. Right. Like, let's be intentional with serving people.
Yeah.
And so with that, it's like creating the sandbox now of here's your sandbox. Here's your guidelines and your boundaries. But here's the tools to create this bitchin' castle. That's yours. Go build that.
Yeah. Has there been instances where you think you're on the right path with a certain organization and come to find out it's like, no, the funds are not being allocated as we would hope?
There's ones that we know that they're being used the way that we intended them, but there's also more opportunities for better impact in other ways.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily like, oh yeah, these guys down in El Salvador, they're totally going to make this program like kick ass and amazing, and then you get around to it and you're like, they haven't done anything in 6 months.
Yeah.
What's happening? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
So it's keeping a finger on the pulse, vetting out these organizations and trusting them that they're going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, man. There's cases of that all the time. Yeah. Just defrauding charitable organizations. And they're like, we're going to do all this. And then come to find out, it's like, oh no, we had to arrest all the people on the board because they were just pocketing
it.
You know?
On the board? Wait a minute.
Yeah, Brandon.
I need to start paying attention.
Comes with responsibility, that board.
You know, I think what happens is it's human nature to corrupt things.
I know.
It's hard for us to not. It's so easy to take something that's beautiful, like food, and abuse it and just eat it like crazy, right? You know what I mean? So it's easy to get addicted to feelings.
Well, with that too, like, giving feels good, right?
Yeah. Totally.
So when you're giving to something, you feel intrinsically good.
Yeah.
You're like, yes, I participated, I helped out, but was that actually hitting the mark?
Right.
Yeah.
That's
just
a thing. Just because you feel good about it doesn't mean that
it's
was,
like, here, like, I gave all this money, and they're like, well, that's cool. We needed pillows, but thank you so much. Totally. Thank you. Yeah.
Sometimes someone just needs a hug.
And that speaks so much more.
Not to get too, like, simplistic and digress into that, but I think you had a really good point there about, like, create or destroy. We have this power within ourselves to either create or destroy.
Yeah.
Are our decisions every single day, are those creating?
Yeah.
Or are those destructive to ourselves and others?
Yeah.
So it comes down to that. Like, we have this beautiful free will.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to talk about something?
Yeah.
You want to talk? Nah.
What?
Let's get out of here.
We're not talking.
Well, with what you just said, it just made me think about some of your personal journey. You are 2 years sober?
2 years sober.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it, but I'm very impressed with that.
It is a huge victory for me every day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, 2 year mark. Cool. All right.
All right. Now I can turn it off. Now I can not pay attention to that.
It's a constant, never ending improvement. And honestly, a big piece of that. Oh, I'm going to get all emotional.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Oh, the one thing.
You know,
that book absolutely shaped that. Trav shaped that.
Yeah.
This company shaped that for me to where there's this one thing every single day that I could choose or not choose.
Yeah.
And I chose empowerment.
Yeah.
I chose to take my life back for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I am the author of my life.
Yeah.
Someone else had that pen for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
So how did it kind of come to that realization? Because I think a lot of people out there question themselves specifically with that, where it's just like, is this really fulfilling me? Drinks are kind of nice and stuff, but is it at a point now where like it's consuming me? Did it come to that, or was it just sort of, let me just go down this path and see how I feel?
Yeah, well, I want to broaden the scope of that a little bit. It's not just alcohol.
Yeah.
It's everything. Everyone has their own vices.
Yeah.
Their own coping mechanisms, their own ways. Mm. Addiction can come in a lot of forms.
No
and
doubt.
Ignoring or escaping can come in a lot of forms.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you choose to look that dead in the eyes and you say that it has no power over you, that's where the magic is.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, and for me, it wasn't like something happened and I needed to do this. It was a massive event. I spent a good greater part of a decade with plenty of what other people's rock bottoms would have been.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was a small, small, beautiful, quiet voice within myself being like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
I love
for
you.
More.
Yeah.
This isn't love. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Mm.
And then it was literally this self-awareness and this kind of moment of epiphany of like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm killing myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm avoiding me.
Sure.
For what? That temporary pleasure for long-term pain? Let's flip that. Let's flip the script.
Yeah.
You know?
Temporary pain for long-term pleasure.
Yeah. And that is, and you know?
That's what it is. It really is.
It is. So that like, oh man, I would love to have a fucking drink.
Sure.
That'd be great.
Nice.
That sounds really good.
Really good.
Yeah.
But that would be temporary.
Right.
And I would have to pay the price for that.
Yeah.
And you know, even Trav says there's a price to pay whatever you choose.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what are you willing to sacrifice for that?
It's so impressive to be able to be 2 years deep into ignoring that habit.
You know?
It's the mentality. Mm-hmm. So your mind is the standard measurement of who you are.
Yeah.
And that will impact your soul, your emotions, everything. So as soon as you have that within your mindset, you can change those habits and behaviors.
Yeah.
And it's not ignoring, it's facing it.
Totally. Mm. With what you do, you look at for big picture. And so if you can translate it over to like even your health or sobriety, whatever, you look at the bigger picture and go, okay, now, what are the little steps that I choose to get to that bigger picture? Doing what you do for Trav, scrambling, you're like, I'm going to network, I'm going to find the resources and figure it out.
Mm.
And if you can apply that to your own desires, man, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's limitless.
Yeah, no doubt.
We are in our own way.
Yeah.
It's so cliched, but that's the reality.
It like, is so real.
We
need those beats, those noise canceling headphones on for that loud voice.
We do.
Get out of there, man.
We need some inner beats.
Yeah. So, I mean, seriously though, that is freaking awesome, Kendra.
That is awesome.
Proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
Being part of Love Abounds now, the very nature is pour out love. So what does Kendra Lillis do to make sure her cup overfloweth?
I love to ride my motorcycle. That's so therapeutic now. And before, in my old drinking days, I couldn't do it because I wouldn't even be able
to drive.
This is not smart. At least you had the awareness of that.
Right.
Oh,
most of the time.
Yeah.
But that's been pretty cool for me, just that new hobby and playing guitar, getting back into music, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Love that.
Travel. I love to travel.
Yeah.
Cultures, diversity, arts. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Getting out of my own element, you know, just experiencing something new. Filling your cup. I love that saying because we have to guarantee that our own cup is full.
Mm-hmm.
Because what overflows from that cup, that's for everyone else.
Yeah.
That's for you guys when it's overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I give so much to where it's taking from my cup, I make other people a thief without them knowing it.
Yeah.
I'm making them steal my joy.
Right.
That's for me.
Yeah.
You know, so I got to make sure that that's full. And if I'm tapped out, dude, pff, there's nothing left.
Yeah, that's just everybody. Not to sound like selfish, but you got to take care of yourself.
Well, yeah, I think you got it. In order to be selfless, you have to be selfish first.
But it's not selfish. It's self-full.
Yeah.
That's a great point. You probably find yourself being selfish when you're not full.
Yeah.
You know? And so you can't see past yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
That was good.
We're getting hippied out today. 2019. Woo! You've got a lot of work ahead of you, Kendra.
You're right there with me, man. I can't do it without you.
Yeah, I'm just going to say yes.
Yes, on the board
member.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so obviously the big one coming up right around the corner, Dutch Love Day.
Yeah.
That doesn't just happen.
Yeah, I'm in the thick of it right now. Usually I send out like a round of three surveys. Mm-hmm. So I'll ask owners and operators, hey guys, what organization have you chosen? Do you need help seeking one out? Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that it hits the mark.
Yeah.
That they're awesome. We have about 112 right now company-wide.
Wow.
So dude. Been going through that list, checking them out, making sure everything's good and boring stuff like tax ID numbers and addresses, you know, stuff like that.
All the way cool stuff. That's the stuff I'm way into.
Yeah. Cool.
But it's data. It's all here. We have it. And it's beautiful. I'm like, it's cool. What? We're doing what? Yeah. Awesome. You know, we're looking at probably $375,000 this year on that one day.
Woo.
We just keep going. We're already planning out drink one. That's going to be huge. Yeah, every 90 minutes, someone's diagnosed with ALS.
That's crazy.
Come on. Really? Like,
dude.
Wow.
We got to do something about that.
Yeah.
But there's so many different causes out there that it's like, what do we want to support?
Yeah.
Where are we going with this? Yeah. Yes, we have our four. Let's do more. Yeah. We can do so much more. What else can we do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know exactly how we're going to impact that this year. There's certain things on my heart that I'm like, dude, I'm about that.
There's a fund that is called the Hero Initiative. Back in the day, comic book writers and artists back from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s that didn't get really paid at all. And now they've created some of the greatest comic books that now they're making movies about and stuff and like to help with, you know, any kind of medical bills or anything like that. To me, that's, I'm like, dude, I love that cause. Yeah. Fuels me and gets me excited, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's like not something that maybe Mark would care about.
You know, I do care about
what do
that,
you care about, Mark?
Right. There's a Philadelphia Eagles Foundation that they contribute to
bring fools back. I want them both.
The Fools Foundation. Yeah.
We need both quarterbacks every year to be honest.
That's it.
That's what's so cool is that, you know, just the stirring. The stirring of the hearts. You know, like that's what's so cool.
Well, just even the fact that somebody figured that out was stirred up to be like, wow, like look at all the billions of dollars that have come in to like the Marvel universe with the movies and stuff. And all of our like forefathers paved the way for this. Yeah, they're old now and they didn't really reap a lot of those benefits. Yeah. Let's hook them up. Yeah, that's a great thing.
Side note, if you haven't seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse,
amazing.
You need to go check it out.
So
It is. It's really Kendra, good. You laugh until you see it.
I'm laughing because I haven't seen it yet.
I know. Yeah. You're going to go see it and you're going to text me and you'll be like, Brant.
You're right, Brant.
Game changer. Dang. I'm going to say, thank you.
Thank you for giving me that.
Well, Kendra, thank you. My goodness.
Yeah, great having you on. There's a lot of jargon I threw out there today.
We'll trim it up a little bit. You can edit.
Yeah.
Edit as needed.
Make me sound real good.
But anyway, though, you've said a lot of great stuff and you've brought up some good points and you've given us some gold. But we always like to do our little sign off as just if there's one piece of advice you'd want to give to our young Dutch nation out there, what would it be?
Oh, man. You know, being that it is MLK Junior Day.
Yeah.
Just the only thing is that hate can't drive out hate.
Yep.
Only love can do that.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's what we all need.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is love. So whatever form that takes, however that takes, send it.
Send it. No, it's great. Amen, sister.
Sweet, sweet.
Hey, thanks, Dutch Nation. Thanks, Kendra.
Yeah, thank you, Kendra.
Thank you.
Love abounds. Big things in 2019.
What an honor, guys. Wow. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go, folks. All you need is love. I mean, that kind of sums it all up, doesn't it? John Lennon said it best. And with that, you know, love yourself. Really appreciate Kendra being vulnerable and sharing that. She had to face those demons head on, get rid of some of that stuff that wasn't serving her. So we hope that y'all out there in the Dutch Nation can recognize those things in your own lives as well. And just one more reminder, Dutch Love Day. What an awesome thing to just give back. And speaking of Dutch Love Day, Thursday, February 14th, that is when we will release our next podcast. where we recruited one of our many Dutch Bros power couples, Brian and Maddie Place. It's going to be a nice Valentine's Day treat. Love is in the air, y'all. So, until next time, take it easy, Dutch Nation.